At their January 19th meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners established the County Broadband Council and appointed the following to it: Commissioner Jesse Grossclose, Mike Holstein, Sarah Riley, John Tuggle, Mayor Sam Felton, Amy Truesdale, Ruth Bland, Kara Rose, Ruthanna McNeil Beasley, Pete Monaco, Sarah Guillette, and Terrell McSweeney. This broadband council was created in an effort to jumpstart the disappointing progress so far in the county's efforts to obtain a federal broadband implementation grant. Commissioner Jesse Grossclose explained that there has been an interest by those named in the committee to work on this and bring their efforts together as a committee serving directly under the county commission. Mike Holstein of the Green Bank Observatory addressed the commissioners about this. He told them that the committee will attempt to obtain other grants and explore other opportunities to secure badly needed high-speed internet service throughout the entire county. The commission also voted to authorize a payment of $8,300 from their approved $75,000 broadband study grant to pay their engineer. Later in the meeting, John Tuggle of the Region 4 Planning and Development Council updated the commissioners on the status of that broadband study grant. Tuggle said that $63,000 still remains available in the study grant. He also said that while they have not yet seen the approval of the federal grants the county applied for to bring broadband to Pocahontas County, the remaining study grant funds can be used by the new broadband council to explore other grants and opportunities. He added that while the federal grants they had been seeking to bring broadband here did not work out as hoped for, other Region 4 counties did get approved over the past several months. He was asked why Frontier Communications, a company with a very bad reputation for providing broadband, has been approved by the federal government to provide broadband to West Virginia. Tuggle answered that Frontier already owns the poles, which are already in place, that can be used to string high-speed fiber optic lines on. Because broadband is not regulated by the government, it cannot force Frontier to allow the use of their poles by other companies, which is an advantage they hold over possible competitors. The commissioners also approved the 2021 hotel occupancy tax allotment percentages without any changes from the 2020 percentages, except that they did not repeat the one-time $5,000 allotment approved in 2020 for the Historic Landmarks Commission to replace a furnace in the Opera House. Additionally, the commissioners received an update from the Artisans Co-op. They approved the sheriff to hire John D. Nottingham as a full-time law enforcement deputy at a salary of $42,500 per year plus full benefits, effective February 1, 2021. They held an informal discussion about the recent COVID-19 outbreak affecting employees at Snowshoe Mountain. They said it appeared to start several weekends ago with employees from Preston County who were staying in employee housing at the resort. The resort's response has been quick, closing most restaurants and bars, bringing in food trucks instead, and they are also considering a two-week closure of the slopes. About 130 resort employees are under quarantine. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.